Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
It's The Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents The Extra Funny Podcast.
Okay. So we're, you know, we're taking a break at Christmas, so we're doing like we always do. We're recording segments that will run while we're when we're not coming in every day. But there's been confusion as to what is being used for the current time and what has been recorded for the vacation time, and whether or not it's extra funny or extra funny. Which is just for our subscribers on Ace TJ Prime. So what is this segment, Rob?
What we're doing right now is the fourth, which will be on the first Thursday of the vacation.
Okay, just
I was going to get
who gives a shit.
I was just letting you know. Okay. I was giving you the specifics.
But see, that's the thing. The specifics is what's gotten me confused. You know, I can't process
that's
as much at one time.
That's why I was trying to give you specifics was to keep it less confusing.
No. Just
okay. This is just a regular extra funny.
Okay, that will run on vacation.
Correct.
Okay, so right now, as it's running, we are on vacation.
Correct. We are
not vacation, but we're on a Christmas break.
Correct.
It's not like we're on a real vacation somewhere enjoying ourselves and relaxing in leisure, right?
Correct.
Okay. So good. Now, what about extra funny that's supposed to be done today?
Right after
so
this
we've one? Already done the... I'm kidding.
Okay. God. I was going to say, right after this segment we're doing, we'll do the extra right. funny for that vacation day
okay.
as well.
All right. Now, I'm supposed to meet my wife at a store to look at some things at 10:30 Eastern. Am I going to make it? The store is 5 minutes from here.
I think you got it. I think you're fine.
Okay, good.
I got to leave at 10:10.
All right. Where are you going? You ain't got anything to do till tomorrow night.
Home.
You climb your ass on that stage and start singing.
Yeah. Hitting that T-pose.
Mm.
The T-pose.
Man. Did that wrestling belt come in that you ordered for your costume?
It did not. I wish it had.
I should have thought of that. Coming in with a damn championship belt on.
I should have thought of that. I should have had a wrestling belt.
Finally.
Looking in the camera like damn Cam Newton.
That would have been cool.
You can do that shit.
You do like The Rock used to do. And finally, the ace has returned to Hickory.
It would have been cool.
I can still do that.
I have time. A charity case wrestling belt could be kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
You going to be able to turn it around in one day, though?
No, I just meant for future use, just like to have it in the house.
I thought this was, y'all back in business?
No.
Doing concerts all the time?
No, I meant just to have.
Oh.
No, this is, I mean, I would assume this is it, unless by chance something were to happen and this documentary were to do something, and then but
what do you mean,
but realistically
do
speaking
something.
if people actually saw it and were like, oh hey, this is, if it got on like a Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, what are those things, which is highly unlikely because the vast majority of them don't, then maybe something would happen, but other than that, no.
I mean, it also depends on the health of your guitar player, I would assume.
Oh, there are other guitar players.
Okay. My bad.
But then what would you do? What do you mean then? If it did get picked up on a streaming thing?
Oh, only then I think there would be a possibility that maybe there would be...
That y'all would hit the road?
And no. That people would like... That people that do festivals and stuff would be like, hey, would you come... Like, we used to headline, like, Hog Happening and Oktoberfest and, what is it, the Rose Festival and all these places that we've played, things like that we've played before, it might be something that would happen again.
I got a hog happening in my pants.
Right, for all intents and purposes, and this is probably it.
Sold out.
Here's your hog happening. It's a hog, and it's happening right now. Yeah, so for all intensive purposes,
yes.
You said.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it's the last one or anything like that. I'm just, but who knew?
But you can say it's the last one and still do more. Everybody does it.
Well, they've been doing
I've
that.
I've done that several times, a couple times.
Look at Kiss. Yeah. Look at Elton John. They've all everybody
three
does that.
Times. Yeah, Elton John even said at his last show. I mean, I'm not saying this is the last show. I'm just saying I'm not going to go on tour anymore. But I'll probably do some shows here and there from time to time.
Billy Joel, he's doing one more night in Madison Square Garden. He's been playing there once a month for like I don't know how many years.
Which is an unbelievable accomplishment.
So when are people going to stop falling for that bullshit?
Never.
Well, this is the first time.
I think that whenever they start saying this is a farewell, I think there needs to be hecklers. And go, you're a damn lie. You know you're lying, Billy, Elton. You know you're lying.
Hell, even
we'll come see you again. Why you got to say, look, we're here. We bought the tickets. Yeah. You don't have to market it as the last thing and lie to us so we'll come buy tickets. We bought the tickets.
Yeah. The Billy Joel thing.
We're not falling for that again.
But he's not saying he's retiring, though. He's just saying, I'm going to play this. This is the last of these monthly shows I'm going to do, like for a year or so. I probably won't even be a master. He'll come back and play more, though.
Yeah, but then say temporarily or whatever. Don't say our last time at Madison Square Garden and then come back in a year. Oh, well, I meant last time for a year. No, Billy.
That ain't what you said.
Billy, you said this was your last time.
Yeah, he's saying it's the last part of his residency that he does.
Oh, so he's moving.
But it doesn't even matter.
He's not going to be there.
But Motley Crue made a big deal about it. We've signed this contract that says we can't play anymore.
Yeah.
Then somebody said, hey, if you do this stadium tour with Def Leppard, you could make a god-awful fortune. And I'm like, you know what? We can tear that contract up.
And you're telling me if Motley Crue is not trustworthy.
Who is?
They should have hung it up, though. Yeah. Vince Neil's rough.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Is he still married to Amy Grant? He is, isn't he? Vince Neil.
Right.
I was so confused.
You know, my daughter had a class with his daughter at Belmont University in Nashville.
With Vince Neil's daughter?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is she a singer?
I don't know.
A musician of some kind?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, and her mom is Amy Grant. They've been married for a while.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm talking about Vince Gill. Yeah. I get them confused. Vince Neil.
Yeah.
Vince
Here's Gill,
and all of that. So, either way. What, Rob? I mean, Riggins.
I love Vince Gill.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's one of the Eagles now.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a video of him giving a tour of his guitars, and it's amazing.
Yeah, he's a great guitarist and all that. It's just, I don't like hit that high voice in a solo capacity. I think he's great harmonizing and all that. Go Rest High on the Mountain or whatever, that's fantastic, that song that he does.
He doesn't do very many upbeat songs, does he?
Well, he has one that I really like. That's what I was going to say. If he would do more of the upbeat stuff, I think it would be great. He does that, give me just one more last chance before you say we're through.
There's a great version of that that he does with Luke Combs at one of the CMA Fests or something like that. It's really good.
And Luke Combs is trying to get on everybody's old songs now. He has a version of Two Dozen Roses with Shenandoah now.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the trend in the country music now, I think.
I ran some quick math here, and I figured out why Motley Crue came back.
Oh, thank God.
You might find this interesting. That tour made, they estimate, $173.5 million. If you split that between the two bands and divide that by four, that means each band member walked away with $21.6 million. Not counting merch and all that kind of stuff.
Same, man.
So realistically, they probably each made about $10 million.
So if Charity Case gets that same offer, you're back in.
Hell yes. Honestly, if Charity Case got offered any money.
We got a couple pennies up here to take a penny, leave a penny. You want this?
Yes, I do, actually, Rob.
We had an influx.
Yeah.
Stream it now on Tubi.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest The TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, it's TJ, and eating better just got easier, especially during the holidays. All thanks to Factor, America's top meal delivery service. Factor makes mouth-watering meals crafted by chefs and greenlit by dietitians, and all delivered to your doorstep. No grocery battles, prep, or kitchen chaos. With Factor, you have over 35 chef-crafted meals every week that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences, whether it's calorie smart, vegan and veggie, protein plus, and more wholesome options. Everything's so easy, from calorie smart choices to protein packed powerhouses. Try delicious, dietitian approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Or need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best during the holidays? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. So this December, let Factor help you eat smarter, save time and money by simply choosing your meals and enjoying fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Head to factormeals.com/ACETJ50 and use code ACETJ50 to get 50% off. That's code ACETJ50 at factormeals.com/ACETJ50 to get 50% off. It's factormeals.com.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.